This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 253 for Friday, February 2nd. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is showing some weakness on Friday morning following the lead of comparable oils. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are in negative territory. Crude oil is also seeing a decline as negotiations progress over the release of hostages between Israel and Hamas. The Canadian dollar is down more than one-third of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The March canola contract is down $3.80 per ton at $597.40. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are lower, while wheat is on the rise. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported on Thursday that 481.7 million bushels of corn were used to produce ethanol in December, well above trade estimates, a 5% increase from November and the highest producing month since August 2018. StoneX forecasted total Brazilian corn production at 124.5 million tons, down 100,000 from last month's estimate. A USDA attaché raised its estimate for Argentine corn production by 2 million tons to 57 million. The March corn contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.45. The USDA's monthly fats and oils report showed that U.S. processors crushed 204.3 million bushels of soybeans in December, a record for any month, but it was still 2.2 million bushels less than the trade expected. U.S. soy oil stocks rose to 1.832 billion pounds, up 232 million from November, but down 483 million from a year earlier. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported that soy oil use for biofuels in November was 1.062 billion pounds. The seventh straight month, the number surpassed 1 billion. StoneX lowered its Brazilian soybean production estimate by 2.45 million tons at 150.35 million. Its export forecast was also cut by 2 million tons at 93 million. The March soybean contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $12 even. The Canadian Grain Commission reported 340,800 tons of wheat exports through licensed facilities during the week ended January 28th, the lowest number in 3 weeks. Cumulative exports totaled 10.49 million tons for the marketing year, up 5.7% from the same period last year. The trade is expecting the USDA to raise its estimate for Australia's wheat crop by 1.5 to 2 million tons, while cutting European Union production estimates. Taiwan purchased nearly 90,000 tons of U.S. milling wheat. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.07. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.29. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.02. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, February 2nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.